This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There is a hurricane warning in effect from Louisiana to Florida, including the city of New Orleans this morning, as Tropical Storm Isaac gains strength and hurtles toward the Gulf Coast. By this time tomorrow, we'll have a better idea of Isaac's punch on land, but it's already having an economic effect at sea. Don Briggs is president of the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association, and he joins us now from Lafayette, Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what's been the effect so far from Isaac on the oil and gas industry there along the Gulf?
Well, fortunately, it's not near the storm that it just, you know, everybody anticipated it being. And though we've, you know, evacuated the vast majority of our platforms and manned platforms in the Gulf, so it has, you know, it hasn't had a tremendous impact as far as, you know, any damages or anything like that, other than just some, you know, some wind and rain.
And what about all the refineries that are there along the Louisiana coast? Are those being shut down as a result of the storm?
I believe that there may be a few of these refineries shutting in right now, and only safety precautions. But the refineries, you know, in Louisiana represent about 25 to 30% of the gasoline production through the rest of the country, as well as the ones in Texas. So between Louisiana and Texas, there's a lot. Should they all shut in, and then you'd probably see, without question, a rise in prices because of supply.
And last time a major hurricane slammed into this part of the country, it was back in 05, I guess, before the BP oil spill, which had a big effect on the drilling that was going on in the Gulf. So is there less stuff that's affected this time around than there was back in 05?
I'd have to look at the numbers, but it's pretty close, the number of rigs we have out there. And the production-wise, we're down a little bit because of the BP spill, but that's coming back. But all that's shut in, you know, right now until the storm moves on, and then we'll get right back to work again.
Don Briggs is president of the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.